Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. There are times in our lives that we face an unknown. We don't know what to do, where to go, and everything that we thought we were supposed to do or accomplish seems to be at a standstill. Then we question ourselves and wonder if we made a wrong turn, if we missed the will of God, and what is going on. Every time we try to do something, it doesn't work or doors aren't open. What do we do at times like these? It doesn't seem like a desert experience, yet if you are the one of those people who, like me, measures life by what you have accomplished from your never-ending list, then this can be a conundrum. There is a song by Donnie McClurkin called Stand. It instructs that after you've done all you can, you just stand. The song explains the tears, the hurt, betrayal, and all the trials that you go through. Then it tells you to trust God and stand. You may say, well, that's good and well, but what I'm going through is a bit different. I can't move. My energy level is off, and my body doesn't seem to cooperate with what my mind thinks or what I know I should be doing. So what happens then? Am I not in the will of God? Am I lazy? Am I not a good little Christian? Will someone tell me if it's okay to curl up and lay there? I worry that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Bearing any physical ailment that is impeding your activity and bearing any propensity toward procrastination, only you can know if you are sick or a procrastinator. Then you must stand and be sure that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. He would not leave you in a lurch, for he says he would never leave you nor forsake you. We have a tendency to take our list and march straight ahead, forging onward to accomplishment and the ever-present pencil to check things off. Oh, what a sense of relief and satisfaction we get when scratching something off our list. We are validated. Our self-worth is intact and our measuring stick of life is doing its job. We thank God for the strength to do what we set out to do, and we can face the world with the notches on our belt of life gleaming in the sunlight. Then the other shoe drops, and we race around trying to fix, or shall we say, force ourselves to stay on point. We have a list, you know, and we have a duty to accomplish and check things off. What is wrong with us? I don't understand, and people will judge me. Sister so-and-so is 90 years old, and she's still going. Brother so-and-so doesn't have two pennies to rub together, and look how much he does. Ah, now we get to the possible reason why it is difficult to stand. Are we really doing these things for God? Or have we, along the way, traded in our garment of service for a garment of people-pleasing? Have we somewhere along the way traded in our worth in Christ Jesus for a worth that is dependent on how others see us? Are we trying to keep up with the Joneses of Christianity? Take a stark look at yourself. Why do you find it so difficult to enjoy life and what you have? Why is it so difficult to just be and bask in the knowledge of the love of God for you? Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. But we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith. Yet some of us are trying to pay him back. We can't pay him back. The price is too high. There are no works that can meet that price. He has works for us to do. The operative word is he. He also knows your body. He created it. And he knows what you need. This is a journey of the heart, not the hand. Some may say you're giving people license to just sit and do nothing. I beg to differ. I think people need permission to look at themselves as God sees them. They are accepted through the blood of Jesus. The word is clear in John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. If I never preached a sermon, Christ would still have died for me. It is He who moves and has our very life and being in His hand. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 11 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Don't worry. He has plans for you, and they will be accomplished, for He is God, and His word does not return to Him empty. There are times when you need to stand, not move, and trust Him for your life. It does not matter that you are not doing what you think you should be doing. For the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Let us then be faithful to trust in Him and to know that no matter what, God is God, and He is still on the throne and in your life. You are His prize and co-heir in Christ. Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for your love, your grace and mercy. Thank you for your understanding of me. You created me and know my innermost thoughts. I stand in your love, knowing that you have me in your hand. I rest in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.